Well, yeah, let's see. Yeah, one to it, this dude was on to it, he had to pay the rest. And that meant when he sold his crop, the boss would get one and he would get three. Would get two. Instead of on half.
We were talking about the house. Okay, can you now tell me? Can you tell me about the rest of the house? What about the top of the house? What was that?
Most of them had shingles. These are wooden shingles. Some of them had tin, but very few of them had them wooden shingles. Though they had most of them had tin on them.
Tin.
Yeah.
Would they ever catch on fire? You ever see that?
It's very seldom. Every now and then you hear talk of one would burn down. But as I grew older and they got these up-to-date houses, I seen more fire then than I ever did. Because in them time, I don't remember nobody's house burning from the time I was about.
What would cause them to burn?
Neglect, I imagine. That's the only thing I could see there. Go off and leave stuff on the fire.
Cinders might come out and land on them.
Yeah, and then every now and then with them tin roofs, you would get where your fire would start coming out on the top of the chimney or something. You know, it would start flying out and it would fall on the roof. Every now and then, maybe one or two. In about every 10 years, you're born.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But it's very seldom you would hear talk. But from the time I was about 6 until I was about 15, I don't remember hearing that a house had burnt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of these old wood date houses or wood frame houses from the olden time. But from the time I was about 15, when they start having electric lights, natural gas and stuff like that, butane, we start hearing our house is burning. Every now and then you hear somebody say, well, so-and-so's house burning. What happened? I don't know. And I know some particular people there, I don't know what happened, but they burned about 3 houses. They was living in town, but we lived out in the country. And we was going to school. We'd hear the fire truck burn. That was in about 5 years' time. They burned about 3 houses.
Oh. Now, at the window, the things you'd have to pull down to shut out light?
You didn't have anything to pull down to shut out light.
Well, you know, when you had glass, when you got glass.
Oh, when they come up to glass windows, what you had to do is make you some curtains.
Yeah.
Some of them, every now and then, would.
Or did you see the ones that would be on rollers, you know, and they'd come down and just pull them down?
We never did have none like that. We had is something like that, and we'd take a stick and put with some heavy, you know, heavy material, and just take them and close them with our hand, open them and close them. And what mostly it was they had some full lye sacks. I would buy full lye. One was there was some white sacks. We would take them and we'd want to do them. When after you want to do them, they was a good size. And poor mom would take them and kind of bleach them and get her some dye. And she would down the color she wanted them. And our underclothes, that's what we'd make our underclothes out of, these foot lye sacks.
What were they made out of? They were
whatever, this shoe.